and welcome to Free Talk Live. I am not sure if we're connected to the network, but that's okay. We're going to start.
Oh,
here we go.
The music.
Welcome to the show. You are listening to Free Talk Live. This is what happens with live radio, and this is how you can tell we're absolutely live tonight. Because
that's right.
We have some technical difficulties. But that's okay with us.
Sorry, the golden stallion of the tech world is here to save the day. No, I'm just kidding. I don't have a clue what to do with any of this
you
stuff.
Yeah, you totally saved the day just then. You snapped your fingers.
I snapped my fingers.
Everything was okay.
And everything's all right.
It's probably actually the board operator at GCN. Anyway, you are listening to Free Talk Live. Are you hearing a buzzing sound?
I am hearing a buzz.
Okay. Well, we'll hope it
and
goes
now
away.
It went away.
You fixed it again.
I know. I snapped my fingers. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm so glad to have you here. And, of course, it's Brian's here with me tonight.
That's right. Brian Sovereign.
And I'm Stephanie. We'll be your host this evening for the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Now, Free Talk Live is a radio show where you can call in and talk about anything. I know this is pretty unusual, but you really are free to call in and bring up whatever's on your mind as long as it's, you know, radio appropriate. And you can call us at 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450 and then the word free, that's in numbers, that's 3733. You can also call us on Skype. Just add lrn.fm as a contact on Skype and we'll hook you up. So, Brian, we had some interesting stuff to talk about tonight. There's a piece here from RT. It's a video. It's a little short video. And it's about people, well, becoming what they call stateless citizens. I wouldn't call it a citizen because the word citizen has a connotation of, you know, allegiance to a certain country, right?
Right. Well, I mean, maybe they mean, like, citizen of the world. You know, I can, like, there's even, like, the world's, like, citizen authority or something.
Those passports.
Yeah,
right,
they've been around since, like the
50s.
Bucks. Yeah, yeah. They're,
right.
It's actually kind of an interesting organization.
Yeah, I think Ian actually has a passport from them, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he may. I'm interested in one myself.
But the reason that more people are becoming citizens of the world instead of citizens of, for instance, the U.S., a particular tax farm,
right,
is because they're fed up with paying this much taxes. They don't like it. So we're going to get into that in just a moment, but of course, Free Talk Live, you know, we give our callers priority. So let's go to the phones first, Brian. We're going to talk to Pizza Guy listening in Fargo. Hey,
all
Pizza
right.
Guy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Stephanie. Last time I spoke to you, you had asked me to give an update. I called a few days ago, gave that update. And then,
on the cat house. I heard that.
Yeah,
thank you for that update.
Yeah. Well, and then I had that whole problem with that that company where they have that claim against me and were reporting to my credit agency. And I guess I was looking for some advice. You know, should I just pay the ransom and be done with it? Or
I think we need to give a recap for the listeners who are just joining us. So I'm going to try to give a short summary, and you can tell me if I got anything wrong. Okay, Pizza Guy? So you had purchased a house a couple of years ago, and you purchased it during the winter, and unbeknownst to you, previously, the house had had, like, 67 cats living in the house with, like, some, you know, 2 square feet per cat. And they had crawled into the wall and left their cat do in there. And it didn't start to thaw out because it's in Fargo, so it was cold. And it didn't start to thaw out until the spring when you discovered this horrible smell. And so you had to spend a lot of time and money to renovate the house and try to get rid of the smell. Part of the renovations was installing a Japanese-style shower for your wife, who is Japanese, and it wouldn't go up the stairs, so you had to get a forklift to bring it in the bathroom window upstairs. But when you rented this forklift, the company claimed that you had damaged it, like a week after you returned it, and you disputed that. You didn't think you had damaged it, and they started a collections process against you. Is that an accurate summary? I tried to pack it all in there in a couple minutes.
You're very good at your job.
Thanks. So now you're wondering if you should just pay what the collections company is after you for. Can you remind me how much is?
It's $307.30, something along those lines. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I had because I recently bought a new car because I'm basically I need to have my car. My car died, and instead of getting 1.97%, I got 6.5% because the bank's policy is if there's a claim against you, we can't do business with you. So I had to get an aftermarket loan to their place. And like, it doesn't matter. It's a matter of $300. And so over the course of a three-year loan on an $8,000 car, it co- cost me $900.
Yeah, so you've already paid $900
more. Yeah, it's already paying triple because of it, sure.
Have you... Okay, now, I don't really think that it's the usual outcome if you take something into the government justice system that you actually get justice, but have you considered taking it to, like, small claims court or something like that?
And here's the thing. My grievance is with Joe Rentz, the other ones who have... I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said the name. But with the okay. company that lent me the equipment, allegedly, and they're the one who has the bad debt. So I can't take the lending company to court because they just have debt. There's nothing to do there. I'd have to take the... not the collections agency to court. I'd have to take the rental company to court, but it's not their debt anymore. So I can't take them to court because they've already sold it. So what I have to do is go to the DFI, which is the Department of the Financial or whatever institutes in North Dakota. I have to file a complaint with them. And then they go and they investigate it. And here's the thing. I'm not a lawyer, and I don't know legally how it stands. Having an invoice without my signature is standing enough for them to try to collect debt against me, I may have no legal standing, and then I pee them up so much that they refuse to remove it from my credit score. Because I called them, I talked to them after a heated day where, I mean, I've never had so much adrenaline pumping through my body. I just thought I was going to have a heart attack.
That sounds super frustrating. I can understand.
Yeah, and the other company, and they said, look, if you pay it, we'll just remove it from the credit score. It'll be like it never happened.
Oh, that sounds like extortion to me.
Yeah, wow.
Doesn't sound right, Pizza Guy. I mean, have you thought about maybe posting some, like going on Yelp and posting some negative reviews about them, like making this more public and seeing what they do?
They threatened to sue me for libel.
But it's not libel. I mean, that sounds like an empty threat to me. I don't know. Brian, what do you think?
Honestly, I'd hash out the 300.
Would you?
A person's number one goal, in my opinion, in life is to have well-being, you know, and this is just, the whole situation is so out of hand. Not that it's anything Pizza Guy did, but, you know, I would just pay up.
Would you pay up and then write negative reviews about them
and
afterwards?
I'd create a fake account and I'd just go nuts, you know, and maybe make like six fake accounts. It's like, well, you can't prove it was me. There's six of them.
Can you do that with Yelp? I thought you had to like sign in with Facebook or something now.
Yeah, make fake Facebooks. I mean, if it's worth it, you know, there's ways to do it.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. What do you think about that suggestion, Pizza Guy?
Well, and I even wonder, you know, because I do, I struggle with the ideas of peace and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Like, is revenge what I'm after? Is that gonna help? I mean, what am I really even after? Yeah, I mean,
you know, I don't look at something like making it public as revenge necessarily. I mean, maybe that's how some people would intend it, but I think of it as warning other people. Hey, I had a pretty crappy experience with this company. I'd like to give them some feedback. They weren't really open to hearing my feedback, so I'm gonna just tell it to everybody, and maybe you can protect yourself. Does that make sense?
And that's pretty much what I was deciding to do. I just wanted to hear what you guys had to say about it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm really sorry to hear about that, man.
Have you had any bitcoins? I mean, maybe you can justify it. My bitcoins went up so much that I could afford to just pay them now.
there's no justice in this world. And, I mean, I lost a lot to the house, too. You know what I mean? I'll never, ever get that time back. And now,
all
I got to take is going to be because I got to wait for that loan to at least disappear a little bit, so that I'm paying out the A to those contractors, but it's not my loan; it's the government loan that's subsidized. So it's going to be
those 5-6 years
before I get to New Hampshire. So,
yeah, I'm really sorry to hear that, and it sounds like you're pretty much in this kind of no-win situation. And of course, you know, I think all three of us here are voluntarists, and we want all human interactions to be consensual and voluntary as much as possible. And I think, you know, personally, I think typically you can find a win-win situation, but when you're dealing with the government, it's a lot of force and coercion. And I mean, this company is applying pressure to you through the legal system, so I think they're really enabled by the state. Pizza Guy, thanks for calling us tonight. Good luck. I hope it works out for you, and thanks for the update. And this is Free Talk Live. You can call us at 855-450-FREE if you want to ask our opinion on a collection situation or anything else that's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. We're so glad that you're joining us tonight for the live Sunday edition of our show, Free Talk Live.
Very glad.
Me, Stephanie, with you.
And Brian.
And Free Talk Live is a show where you can call and bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. You can also call us on Skype at LRN.FM. And if you're looking for alternative ways to listen to the show, you know, Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated radio show, so we're on a lot of radio stations around the country. But you can also go to our website and find our online streams where you can listen on the internet or on your phone. You can even call a phone number and you can hear a live streaming version of Free Talk Live. And there's also the studio cam. And if you tune in at cam.freetalklive.com, you will see me and Brian sitting here in the studio.
That's right.
I don't think we mentioned this before, Brian, in the last segment, but Mark is usually hosting with us tonight. He decided to take the night off, and we graciously granted his request because we know he's been working really hard on clearing out some land on his property.
Yeah.
And he was just beat, so...
Yeah, he looked bushwhacked.
So he'll be back. Actually, next week we're going to be at the Bitcoin 2013 conference, and we're all going to be together there.
That's
assuming
right.
We make it, because, you know, Ian has some troubles with flying. I think we're on the same flight again going out to California, so this is going to be...
Yeah, Ian and I might be buddies. I got a little trouble flying myself, but... Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to talk about that on the air, but it might be something interesting.
Yeah, maybe in the future we could talk a little bit about it.
At some point, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so BitcoinStore.com, speaking of Bitcoins, has more than 500,000 items that are ready for immediate shipment. That's a lot of stuff.
That is.
And this is pretty much consumer electronics. And so if you go there, you'll find items from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, Ingram Micro. They are at 0% markup. So this is the advantage of shopping with Bitcoins. Not only can you use your Bitcoins and purchase real-world items, and, you know, if you're like me and if you have been listening to Free Talk Live for a while, you've probably heard about Bitcoins, and maybe you are even fortunate or had the foresight to get into Bitcoins early, and you bought when they were $10 or $2 or $13, and now they're I can check the price on my phone right now, Bitcoin Paranoid app, thank you very much. They are now trading at about $115 on Mt. Gox.
Amazing.
So, you know, maybe you have a little bit of money to spare, and you can use it to treat yourself to some new consumer electronics. And, you know, they're very discreet. All they need is a shipping address.
So yeah, they don't need your name. They don't need anything.
Yeah, you can buy with privacy.
Yeah.
I guess they need a name probably, right, if it's going to...
I don't know. I haven't bought anything from there yet. But as far as I understand, nobody's put down their name. Or at least maybe they didn't put down their real name. Who knows? So
yeah.
You could put down anything.
Well, if privacy is important to you, then Bitcoin Store is a great place to get
Absolutely.
Your electronics. And we know the folks behind them, and we're good people. So BitcoinStore.com. See for yourself. Check out the prices. Check out their selection. I think you will be impressed. Okay, we're going to go right back to the phones. And by the way, our phone number here on Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition, is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk with Tyrone, listening in Georgia. Hey, Tyrone, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Stephanie, and hey, Brian.
Hey, Tyrone.
Before I ask my question, I want to say that I had plans to come up to New Hampshire and sweep Stephanie right off of her feet, but...
Brian, oh, my.
My, Tyrone.
What's stopping you, Tyrone?
I'm not a jealous man, Tyrone. Don't worry.
What was that?
I was so in love with Stephanie and that voice of hers for such a long time, but anyway...
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
My question is to both of you. What do you think, or if you think, there's any difference in between the races? And when I say races, I mean black people and white people. Outside of course, the obvious differences, and even outside of cultural differences, do you think there's anything different between the races? As far as IQ goes, or as far as abilities goes, or anything physical, or even mental, do you feel any difference between the races, black and white?
Well, I'll say this first. There is a very popular book that came out in the 90s called The Bell Curve.
Yes.
Okay, written by a couple of scientists. And in that, they went on this like IQ spree, pretty much. And they said that... The smartest races were, they actually like classed them. They said the Jews were the smartest, then the Chinese, then
Jews are race.
Yeah, apparently, according to them. And then Asians, then I think it went to white people, and then it had pretty much, you know, black people at the bottom. What this was based on, okay, because this is a highly read book, it was very, very popular. What it was based on was this thing called the G quotient. And the point I want to make about this is that G quotient is bunkus.
Bunk.
It's garbage. There is no standardized test that they even really could use. And in fact, even if they use standardized IQ tests are shams in and of themselves.
They are very biased. I mean, it was known back in, what was it, like the 1940s or something?
A long time ago.
Women were starting to beat men on the IQ test.
Yeah, women were scoring higher.
So they changed the test to include sports questions so that the women wouldn't do as well as the men.
Exactly. So,
they're socially engineered. They're not an accurate measure of intelligence. And what even is intelligence? Is it the ability to problem solve, to put together math problems and puzzles, to do visual spatial tasks? I mean, there are all different kinds of things that we might consider intelligence, and it's really hard to measure those with just a standardized test.
Yeah, so I'll definitely say right off the bat that as far as IQ, there are no differences.
Yeah, I don't think so either, Tyrone. You know, personally, I prefer to look at people, I guess, as individuals. Like, I don't really see much, I'm not really interested in comparing people based on some criteria like race as a group. You know, like, what does that really matter? Do you think it matters?
I guess it would, you know, I go back and forth on it. Mm-hmm. Some days I do and some days I don't. But what really made me want to pose this question to you is some things I read earlier today. I torture myself because I go to sites like Amran and C of CC, I think it's Council of Conservative Citizens, and I torture myself with some of the articles that have there. You know, I just have to do it, and the comments is just really what blows me back. I just can't believe people are still honestly believing the things that they say. And
are you talking about like people making racist remarks on the comments?
I mean, you know, they can't be blatantly racist, but of course they are.
Yeah,
that's the thing about racism. I mean, it can be subtle and not obvious to white people. I think that's a point that is worth bringing out because, you know, there are probably lots of white people who listen to the show. Brian and I are Caucasian. And unless you put a little bit of conscious thought into realizing that there are some things that people of color have to deal with that you just don't have to worry about as a white person in America.
That's right.
It's totally true. And until you realize it, it's kind of hard to have compassion for people who are different than yourself. And I think a lot of those comments that are sort of subtly racist, they just show a lack of understanding, a lack of compassion.
Yeah.
And I mean, I really notice it now that I've sort of tried to educate myself a little bit about those kind of issues.
Sure.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your answers, and I'll let you go now. Thank you.
Well, I have a question for you, Tyrone. What can you give an example of like some of those comments that you... saw that?
No, you don't want to hear that stuff. No.
Oh, it's that bad, huh? Very subtle.
Yeah, I mean,
you can go over to yourself. You can go over to yourself, and I have a, I wrote a little, a comment to one of the articles that was there. And the only thing I got, the only comment,
Tyrone, you still there?
Yeah.
I think your phone's breaking up, but if you want to finish that thought, hold the line. It's Free Talk Live, 855-453 is our phone number here on Free Talk Live, or LRN.FM. Still want to know why Tyrone's not going to come sweep me off my feet, so more coming up.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition, and it's Stephanie here with you.
And Brian.
And, we're so glad that you've joined us. Our number here on Free Talk Live, where you can call about anything that's on your mind, is 855-450-FREE. And you can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. That's our Skype handle. Our website over at freetalklive.com has a lot of cool features. One of them, where you can get really easy access if you're on a cell phone, or a smartphone, actually. It's more meant for a smartphone. And you want quick, easy access to the online streams. All you have to do is go to m.freetalklive.com, like mobile, and it'll take you right to that, give you an easy way to tune in while you're on the road, as long as you have a cell signal. And Brian, there's something coming up that I'm really excited about, and it's coming up in, like, I think it's about 4 weeks now at this point, or maybe 5 weeks.
4 weeks. What could be coming up
in
4 weeks?
The countdown is really starting here. It's really creeping up on us. And, of course, I'm talking about the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Oh, man. That is the time I look forward to most in the year, I think.
It's going to be a blast. I mean, that's my vacation. I love to go up to Porkfest and kick back and see some people that I don't get to see too often.
Yeah.
So it's a great opportunity to visit New Hampshire if that's something you're interested in. And even if not, you know, if you're not interested in moving for the Free State Project or anything like that, Porkfest is a great opportunity to spend some time with people who are probably going to share a lot of your values and ideas.
Yeah, it's still a great time. There's going to be great speakers there this year. Lou Rockwell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, go down the list. Bob Murphy. Just amazing.
Right. I mean, I'm sad that Stephen Molyneux is not going to be there.
That is unfortunate.
We talked about that last week. He's got lymphoma, so we'll give him a pass. We understand.
That's right. But come to Porkfest and throw a party in his honor.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to find out more about that, go to porcfest.com, pork like a porcupine, porkfest.com.
And we will both be there.
Yes, we will. We will both be there. We'll be unmistakable, Brian.
Yeah, that's
especially
right.
At Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party.
Oh, yes. Very unmistakable.
Okay. 855-450-FREE, our phone number here on Free Talk Live. And let's go right back to the phones. We were talking with Tyrone in listening in Georgia. Hey, Tyrone, I brought you back on.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. You had a point you wanted to make, and we kind of got interrupted by the end of the last segment. So go ahead and finish your thought if you wanted to.
God, I can't remember what it was now.
Oh, okay. Well, we had some things we wanted to ask you about, I guess. I'm kind of wondering, like, so your initial question was, you know, do we think that there are any differences between, like, racial groups in terms of any kind of characteristics? And we basically said, no, probably not really. Like, we're all human beings, and I prefer to look at people on an individual basis. But, you know, and Brian brought up some of these IQ studies. And then you said you had seen some comments on these, like, conservative websites. And you actually said you torture yourself by looking at those. And I'm sorry that it was, like, such a negative experience. You know, like, I wish that we lived in a world where a person of color can go look at a conservative website and they're not going to leave it feeling horrible, you know?
Well, this site is just notorious, and you know, it's no need to apologize for it either. Anyway, the site is the American Renaissance, and they fashion themselves as conservative. But if you went there, you'd see it's a little more than conservative. It's far, far right. And the article that I was reading that I commented on is called "An Honest Examination of Race" on a conservative site. So it'll be what they consider.
So it's basically like thinly veiled racism kind of thing?
Well, it's not even thinly veiled.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow.
And, you know, and I just have this thing where I just like to go in after I read an article. Sometimes even before, I'll read the title of the article, then I'll just jump straight to the comments because then that'll gives me some sort of a gauge if I want to read the article or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually don't read the article because it doesn't really matter what the article says because comments are going to be just enough to, you know, send me on my way.
Yeah.
And but I read the article and then I read the comments and I made a comment and there was a couple of paragraphs and I was honestly trying to give them an examination of race outside of what they're used to. So only thing that I got, the only comment that came back to me was, this is proof that Negroes do nothing but babble on. So.
Wow.
Oh, gosh. What do you think? What do you think is motivating you to go and read those articles in the first place?
You know, I just wanted to. I want to know where I stand as far as the other side goes. And when I say other side, I mean. And I don't consider myself left or right. I consider myself. Actually, I don't even consider myself any of that stuff. I'm just a live and let live type person.
Right.
Yeah.
On.
Yeah.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah, and I just want to know how the left thinks and how the right thinks. And you can't really find anything that's moderate because it's all, well, in my discovery, it's all either far left or far right or just too far and too far to either side for me. So I just have to go, you know, to wherever I can find something. And this is going to be honest. People are going to say what they really feel, but they can be anonymous. And, you know, that's why I come here. And you know, it could be sick of my coworkers saying this stuff.
Right.
Yeah. I know. It's sort of at a point today, I think, where people know, like, they have some sense that it's not really appropriate to be, like, overtly racist, even if that's what they actually think in public.
Sure.
So perhaps they're going online to find these communities where they can sort of let all their vitriol out or something. I mean, do you think these people really exist in real life and they would be acting the same way if you met them?
Oh, definitely not. They wouldn't. I mean, they're definitely real people, but they wouldn't say those things, not in real life, no, or at least not to my face, they wouldn't say that.
Right.
Yeah. They're just kind of trolling online. I always wonder why, you know, why people do that.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I guess I would have considered myself conservative at one point. Fortunately, it was a very small time frame. And in that, like, there's things that I read in. Now, I mean, I was raised Jewish, and so I learned about guys like George Lincoln Rockwell, who wrote White Power, who was part of the American Nazi Party. And what scared me a lot of times with conservatism, and part of what made me run away from it pretty fast, was I saw so much of what I read from like guys like George Lincoln Rockwell and a lot of those really those hate groups, quite frankly. And it was just regurgitated in these conservative papers. And you're just kind of reinforce. I mean, what you're saying, Tyrone, just kind of reinforces that that is what I was reading.
But they wouldn't publicly say, like, we got this from a neo-Nazi book.
No, of course they wouldn't. But they took it from, like, you know, creationist churches. That, I mean, that creationist isn't like the Book of Genesis. Creationist is a white power group.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's just, it was really, really sickening for me to read that and realize it. And obviously it's sickening for me to hear this going on now, too.
Yeah. Brian, you know, you told me.
That's the world we live in, I guess.
Yeah.
That's the one we're trying to change. So.
Yeah. Brian, you were telling me over during the break that you were reading up on the Charles Ramsey's treatment in the media.
Yeah.
And what did you have to say about that?
Well, with Charles Ramsey, you know, here's a guy who, I mean, there was a meme going around on the internet showing, like, the governor of South Carolina, you know, white guy who, you know, he did these terrible things as far as with his wife, you know, lying about having an affair and all this stuff. And he gets elected into, you know, one of the highest offices in the United States. You know, and then they went down the list of all these people who did all these terrible things, but they're still all considered okay and they might get elected.
Politicians,
and they're all politicians. But then you get Charles Ramsey, you know, this black guy that kicks down a door, saves three women from a life of slavery, and all right, what's his prison record? What's his, you know, I mean, they're instantly looking into this guy like they've never put a microscope on anybody else.
Yeah.
And if that's not, that's racism straight up. That's what that is.
Yeah, it's just, it's different. He's being treated differently.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think the saddest part about that whole thing when they went and dug up his past is, you know, the next person might think twice before they help somebody. I don't want the camera on me. I don't want anybody digging in my past. So I think I'll just mind my business and keep on moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this guy wasn't looking for fame. You know, he was just doing what he thought was right.
Yeah. And I think as libertarians, it's really important to point that stuff out because, you know, we want people to be treated as individuals. We don't want people to be treated by things they didn't choose.
Right. So what if he had a criminal record in the past? He saved three people.
Right.
Last week.
Yeah. Tyrone, thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate talking with you. And it is Free Talk Live. There's more on the way. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably hadn't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And you can call us here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. Talk to us about anything that's on your mind. We've had a variety of topics come up already.
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, and I think we're going to bring things a little bit full circle now, because there's a call on the line who wants to talk about the pizza guy, so hold tight. We'll get to you in just a minute. Just want to make sure everybody knows about how to connect with Free Talk Live on social media. You can find out how to do that by going to news.freetalklive.com. There you're going to find links to our Facebook and Twitter profiles. You can follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and if you want to see everything that Free Talk Live posts on Facebook, we'll give you a little pro tip. You can hover over the like button and click, there's an option that says something like get notifications,
yep.
And it'll show you everything Free Talk Live posts, so you won't miss a post if you really like Free Talk Live. There's a way to do that. Also at news.freetalklive.com, there's our mailing list where you can sign up and get notified when something major happens with the show. And those usually go out no more than a few times a week, I would say. It's usually when Free Talk Live adds a new affiliate on the radio, you know, adds a new radio station.
Yeah, it's not something that's going to fill up your email box anytime soon.
Right. No, yeah. Ian handles those, and he's really not, he does a great job to keep it kind of pared down so it's the bare essentials, but you keep up to date with what's going on with Free Talk Live. So, news.freetalklive.com, one more time. And, hey, Brian, I'm a fan of a podcast called School Sucks Podcast. Have you heard about that?
I am a fan of that podcast as well.
And actually, we're kind of playing it up because we've had Brett from the main host of School Sucks Podcast on the show before on Free Talk Live.
That's right.
You can probably find that on our archives if you search back over at archives.freetalklive.com. But, you know, the School Sucks Project is a podcast, a call-in radio show, a YouTube channel, and a web community. So there's all kinds of resources promoting real education and denouncing state indoctrination. If that sounds interesting to you, you can check out schoolsucksproject.com and also check out the Logic Saves Lives podcast series. If that sounds cool, I mean, I think that's really enticing. I would totally go check that out.
Oh, yeah.
I was a new listener hearing that for the first time.
Absolutely. And they throw in some comedy in with that, too. I mean, Brett's a pretty funny guy, so it's really a good time to listen to.
Brett loves his comedy, yeah.
He does. But it's not all dry.
So much of value in there, too, of course. And comedy has value also, and
sure.
It definitely has its place. But there's some serious stuff. There's some learning that can go on in a fun way, and there's also some funnies. So check out schoolsucksproject.com. All right, we're going to go right to the phones and talk to Joshua listening in Las Vegas. Hey, Joshua, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Stephanie. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how are we doing? Yeah. How's Vegas?
Pretty good. It's warming up. It's really starting to get hot.
Fabulous. Oh, man, if it's not hot in Vegas, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, so the reason why I'm calling today is I wanted to give a comment on for the pizza guy. And like Brian, I would say I would definitely just pay it off and get done with it. You know, because since they control the credit scores in there, they definitely have a lot more control over you than you do of them. And I know fighting with Capital One and stuff on other things, I didn't pay one out of principle, and it just haunted me for several years.
So you had a personal experience with this? Was yours similar to the pizza guy where you had a charge and you disputed it, but you didn't feel like you could adequately have the resources to fight it? Tell me more about that.
Well, no, it wasn't something like that. It was more of, you know, they have all these hidden fees, and since they all run on Eastern time, to cash in, you know, their credit card. So if you miss a payment, they hit you with all these fees, and then you go over on your credit limit, and then it gives you more fees. And so they didn't want to work with me to make a arrangement I could pay off. They wanted, you know, their $500 a month, regardless, you know, no matter what you did. And I couldn't do that. So I decided, okay, well, then I'm not going to pay it. And, you know, throughout the years, since they can sit there for at least 7 years, on your credit, then any time you try to go get a loan or purchase a car or a house, you get all these extra hidden costs for having that bad credit.
Yeah.
Right. I see.
Yeah, and you probably end up paying at least triple whatever was initially owed because of that.
This is an interesting concept because there are lots of people who I think would call themselves libertarians or into liberty or voluntarists, perhaps, who think that the credit rating system is an example of sort of like a free market reputation system.
No.
And I would say that is not accurate. And why did you laugh so hard? What's that, Joshua?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think one of the differences between that, though, is that, you know, in a personal reputation service, system, say in the libertarian world, is that everybody would actually have access to it and could influence it. But currently, right now, with the credit card companies and other businesses, only the top dogs have the ability to make changes on that. Because if Brian owed me money, I couldn't just go to the credit service and say, hey, Brian owes me $500.
Right.
And then ruin his credit.
And it's not exactly public information either. Like, if you're a connected player, like if you're a bank, you can look at anybody's credit report.
Right, probably. I mean...
But if you're an individual and you want to see what they're saying about you, you have to file for it, right?
Yeah, sometimes you can get, like, this free credit report, right?
Mm-hmm.
But someone call in and tell me you can make sense of what that free credit report says. They make it on purpose so that you have to talk to somebody.
And you'll probably get spam if you give them your email, too, and everything. So
yeah.
It's
yeah.
not really free. Yeah, I mean... What are your thoughts about the credit system? Joshua, I thought that was a great point about how only some people have access to what goes into this so-called reputation system, where in a free market, more people would be able to put their feedback and input into it. I thought that was a really excellent point.
Yeah, agreed.
What were your thoughts about it, Brian?
Well, just like it's really not part of a privatized system at all.
It's very tied in with the state, isn't it?
The whole
banking industry.
Exactly.
Legacy
so some,
banking.
Some people want to, you know, like some libertarians, liberty-minded people want to say, oh, yeah, you know, the credit system, that's good, that's so important. It's all based on the banking system, which is equally based upon the government. And if you don't think that the banking system isn't based on the government, when the Associated Press Twitter account got hacked, and they said that the White House, there was an explosion in the White House. This was about a month ago. And the entire banking system practically nosedived.
Yeah.
And the stock market nosedived for, you know, all of 20 minutes. That's how tied in these things are. That it is no way is the credit system an accurate depiction of how, like he said, there's no way that it's an accurate depiction of how it would work in a free market.
Yeah. So you're looking at it basically as extortion, Joshua.
Definitely. So it's better to get up because even if you try to fight it, you know, you might have to hire a lawyer and pay even more money than the $300.
Yep.
Now, if he doesn't want to pay and he does decide to make a big purchase somewhere, then what he could do is he could just, dispute it, and that would clean it off his credit history until they prove that he had to pay something. And then, you know, while he's making that purchase, it would show that his credit is clean because they have to remove any disputed markers on there until they can prove that it's accurate.
So dispute it with the credit card company?
Yes, yeah, on one okay. of the three main credit cards, or the credit report services.
Right. Okay. Well, that's a great tip. Thank you so much for that information. Was there anything else on your mind?
Yeah, I just have one last thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's accurate because it's on the internet. But if it is true, I would like to wish Brian Sovereign happy birthday.
It is true.
Thanks
Thank
for the
you
call,
so much.
Joshua. Yeah. Appreciate your thoughts. It is Brian's birthday today. Happy birthday,
that
Brian.
It is. I am 32 years old, so, and I promise I'll stop counting after 200.
That's great. So, actually, Brian, as part of your birthday wishes and dreams, to make them all come true, why don't you tell people about your technology podcast?
Sure. I run my own show, which is Sovereign Tech. That's S-O-V-R-Y-N. You can find it at sovereigntech.com. And it's all about technology and science and how they can set you free. And a lot of times it's about like debunking. There's lots of tips on like good software to use. I give you updates on like the latest that's happening in the tech world that can apply to you, or even just things that are interesting. And sometimes I just talk about whatever I want to talk about too, which I get a lot of good feedback on.
It is an interesting show. I have to say, I love your show. I'm probably your biggest number one fan, although maybe there are bigger fans out there. And full disclosure, I am also your producer over at Sovereign Tech. But I think even if I had never met you before, I would want to meet you after listening to your podcast, because you are an interesting guy. You have cool things to say. And it's a great quality show. I mean, it's
well, just, you're the producer. That helped. But
you do the content. And yeah. I mean, I was thinking of it from, I do think the audio quality is great, but the content is what really makes it a show that has personality and flavor, so I couldn't recommend it more. It's SOVRYNtech.com, right?
I appreciate that, and I appreciate the birthday wishes. I do like to think that show, that Sovereign Tech, there's really nothing else quite like it out there. I think it's very, very unique, and most people don't realize this, but I actually run the whole show pretty much from memory. I don't have notes. Some people think I must have all these notes because of all the facts I lay out. It actually all comes off my brain.
Well, you do have Wikipedia hosted in your skull, right?
That's true. Yeah, I have a nano chip that's in it, right.
Okay, there's more coming up here on Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next.
Happy birthday to me.
We're going to talk about stateless citizens of the world. Stay tuned. And 855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com. Save now. $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Savon Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Savon Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.